Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody should be able to pull up and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. Now, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it's 103 degrees. It's hot. It's not real hot, but it's hot. The sun is shining, the skies are blue, and it's hot. Yes, you could cook an egg on the cement here in Las Vegas. It's that hot out here. But it feels good. And if you go down on the strip, all the bars, all the casinos are open, working full bore. And you can see those girls I was talking about. They're wearing bikinis and shorts and white beards and T-shirts. Oh, they're looking good. It's eye candy everywhere. And the guys, oh, the guys are looking good. They've been working out over the summertime, and now they got muscles. Oh, yeah, girl. Go out there and look at those guys and see what they're presenting you to look at. It's a happy place to be in Las Vegas, especially during the summer, when you can bring your family and come on summer vacation in Las Vegas. It's a good place to be. But because of the virus, we have some restrictions. You have to walk around with a mask on. You have to stay 6 feet away from the people standing next to you. And you can't be in crowds of 10 or more people. And you have to make sure every time you get a chance, wash your hands. You got to wash them for about 25 seconds. Yep, that's how long you have to wash your hands. And make sure you wash your hands and your nails and keep your hands out of your face, because that's how the disease is spreading. So if we do that, we'll be okay. It'll be a great day for entertainment. Now, told you that the weather is 102 degrees today, and it's beautiful out here. Oh, yes, it's so nice. It's beautiful summertime weather in the desert in Las Vegas. But anyway, let's do sports, because we got a game we got to talk about for yesterday. So, DJ, Papa D, are you going to play us a sports intro? Well, Las Vegas, yesterday the Las Vegas Raiders had their first home game. And believe it or not, they won. They won 33-30, I think the final score was. They won by 3 points over. Now, DJ Papa D, help me out. Did they play the Atlanta Falcons or did they play the New Orleans Saints?
The Las Vegas Raiders beat the New Orleans Saints 34-24.
34-24. Oh, they beat the Saints. Well, everybody at the game said the Saints just let the Raiders win because it was their first home game in a brand-new stadium. They said everybody was out there. They didn't even have any tailgate party. Everybody was just lined up around the stadium on the street, and they were cheering when the Lakers came into the field. I don't know how they could see the field from being on the outside, but they were cheering for them. It was a great day, and the Lakers proved that they were worthy of all the love and the attention that they've been getting from Las Vegas, because everything is Raider Nation now. Raider Nation has hit Las Vegas in full effect. So, go Raiders! I might even become a Raider fan before the end of the year over if they play well enough. I'll be a Raider fan. So, that means I had a win. No, I lost yesterday because I bet on the Saints to win. And the Saints lost by 4. So, that gives me 4 losses out of 16 games. I was 12 out of 16, which isn't bad. So, if you're counting the games each week with me, you should do all right. And I got a new promotion going. It's called Let's Play Football. I got a football pool going every week to see who's going to win the game on. Well, we're going to pick one game out of the weekend, Sunday's game, and we want you to bet on who you think is going to be the winner of the game. So, that's what we're going to do. Also, we have a big promotion going on where I'm giving away $50. That's right. I'm giving away money. I'm G Money. And I'm giving away money every Tuesday for the whole rest of the year. I'm giving away $50. So sign up. Become a fan club member. And qualify for the money. Because that's all you have to do is be a fan club member. And if we pull your name, you have 5 minutes to call into the station to claim your prize. Or you forfeit. That's the way it goes. That's one of the ways that you can win. I'll tell you about some other ways you can win later on in the show. But we're having our football pool, and you can buy a square. We got 100 squares, and you can buy a square, and it'll be numbers on top of each of the squares from 0 to 9 on the upside and 0 to 9 across the top. So you can pick a number, pick a square, and then we'll put the numbers in and see who matches the numbers, the last number of the game that was played that we're betting on. So that's how you do that. All right, it's like an office pool, same kind you do when you're in work, and it's we're going to start with $10 a box. And I think we're going to give away $20 a quarter. We'll do it like that. $20 a quarter. All right. So, DJ Papa D, let's go to a commercial break. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I went inside at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. And these two girls walked by me and they said, "Well, why don't you come with us?" One girl was tall and dark skinned and the other girl was light skinned, but she was beautiful. So I'm walking home with them. And I get to the house, and I ask the real pretty one, I said, "Where do you live? You don't look like you're from around here." And she says, "No, I go to school in Lakewood, and I'm in the 11th grade." And I said, "You're in the 11th grade? So why are you out here with her at 2 o'clock? And the other girl says, "Well, I'm teaching her how to work the streets." And I said, "Oh, okay, that sounds good."
No matter how
And all the young fathers out there that didn't know what they were doing, they had no dick control, and they ended up having the baby. Well, shit like that happened, you know. And like a lot of the guys I know, they say, it ain't my baby. It wasn't my baby. But, yes, it was your baby. You're the one that put your dick in the situation. So you got to deal with it. Now you get daddy presents on Father's Day. Even though you may not be a good father, at least you pay child support, and if you don't, you should be. So pay it and don't complain about it. And take care of your kids because you made them. They didn't ask to be here, and if you take good care of them, they will be good citizens. So look after your kids and thank your daddy for putting that nut in there to get you here. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. Put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. G-Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A., and the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars. Storytime with GMoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, Las Vegas, what's happening? And everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody should be able to pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. Yes, I made a statement earlier, and I want to reiterate the statement. I'm giving away money. That's right. I'm G Money, and I'm giving away money on the radio. So all you got to do is be a fan club member, and you can get money. That's how it works. So now, let's move on with the radio show. DJ Papa D, play a song for me. Let's play a song. I'm G Money for my listening audience. Let them hear the flow of when I was singing at the breast cancer fundraiser in South Las Vegas. I was with Snoop Dogg, Cat Williams, and Eddie Murphy, and we had a good time. This is my song. I'm G Money. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. You ain't no playboy. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girl. So you need to come check me out. We were doing a fundraiser at the Playboy Club in South Las Vegas on the Strip. They had Eddie Murphy, Snoop Dogg, Cat Williams, and then I closed the show. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got it. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. Come on now. And heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. Come on, man. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Come on, now. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on, now. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The best guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I walked by Snoop Dogg, and I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're married, and you got four kids. And your wife would kick your butt if she found you messing around with all these playmates. Come on now. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The best guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I ran into Cat Williams, and he had about 10 or 15 playmates, and I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're too short to be a pimp. They got women that have breasts bigger than you. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The pimp guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G-Money. Come on now. You want to see with a real pimp? You want to be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. I'm G-Money. I'm 6'1", 220 pounds a man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. I can take you there. Oh, yeah, I can do it like that. And when I walked out with five playmates. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. You want to see with a real pimp? You want to be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The pimp got me. I sound good. I look good. I'm 6'1". Come on now. 220 pounds a man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. Oh, yeah. I can do it like that. You need to check me out. You know, you need to come with G-Money. If I can take you there. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girl. There was a man, he was riding on the freeway, and his telephone rang, and he answered his phone, and it was his wife. And his wife was saying, I'm looking at the news, and there's a man, somebody driving on the freeway, going the wrong way on the freeway. So be careful, honey. Be very careful while you're driving home. And he said, okay, baby. And he looked up, and he said, there's not one car, but there are 500 cars coming this way.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to Storytime with GMoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on Storytime with GMoney.com. That's where they're located. G Money presents the Dozen. I want you to send me some jokes. Send us some of your best crumbs or your best jokes or your best bags talking about G Money. And it's all right. I have tough skin. I won't get offended. Now, you don't have to say G Money ain't got no hoes, because if you think you're funny, I'm going to roast your butt. G Money presents the Dozen. Send me some jokes talking about G Money.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, with Las Vegas and everybody around the world. Well, this is G Money, the Las Vegas Entertainment Promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So, sit back, listen, as it's time for me to tell you a story. Yes, I have a good story for you. I recorded it so that DJ Papa D can play it for you, and you can enjoy it to the fullest. So put your head back, put your feet up, and lock your chair, because it's a good one. All right, DJ Papa D, lay it on them, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. Daddy had a friend that had a big house in South Central L.A. He was down around 39th Street, and he had a big house. In fact, I think it was a three-story house, and the house was built out of concrete stones, and it had marble tables in the house. It had marble counters in the kitchen. It had marble floors in the bathroom. Oh, it was a big, beautiful house. And so the owner of the house, my godfather, he decided he wanted to put a pool in the back of his house. So he went to my dad, who was a city planner in Los Angeles, and asked him how he does that. And my daddy gave him the particulars on how to put a pool in his backyard. But of course, they didn't think my daddy knew what he was talking about, because my daddy was black. And so they went to the city hall, and they went up to the planning department, and they walked by my daddy's office and went and asked some white people that they saw in the office and asked them about the procedure that they needed to know about putting a swimming pool in their backyard. And everybody in the office was saying, go see Gerard. Yep, that's my daddy, Bill Gerard. So everybody was telling him, go see Gerard. Go talk to Mr. Gerard, because he's the one in charge of those projects. So they came and they talked to my daddy, and my daddy knew they were coming back to him. And he told them, I told you what to do. I told you how to do it. So now just follow what I told you. Go get your license to get your pool put in, and you can pay the fees, and you can get your pool put in. And so my godfather followed my daddy's directions, and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And it was great, because every time we played, we went to his house to swim in his pool. And he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And while my godfather was hosting parties, cooking shrimp and cooking lobster and cooking all kind of little shrimps out the ocean. I can't think of what they're called, but they were crawdads. That's what they were. They were having a crawdad party. So everybody was coming, and they were eating crawdads. And, oh, those crawdads were good. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool. And as long as we were swimming in the pool, the dogs were jumping in the pool behind us. Now imagine swimming in the pool, and you get a big Great Dane chasing you around the pool. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And he would dive in the pool right after us, and he would be swimming around in the pool, and he would put his head in the water and look under the water to see where you were. So he could swim over you, and when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And you had to go back down and swim around and try to find a place to come up where you could get air. And every place you rode, the dog would be there. So my brothers were having a hard time because they couldn't swim underwater. So they were swimming on top of the water, and they could swim from side to side. And they could swim across the pool really good, but they weren't good swimmers to swim under the water. And so when they would swim, they would dive in the water and go down. When they came up, the dogs would be right there waiting for them. And it was three Great Danes that would be swimming in the pool, and they would be swimming around waiting on us to come up for air, and then they would be pouncing on top of us, trying to climb on us when we were trying to reach up and get some air in the pool. Well, these dogs were just playing. They weren't trying to drown us, but every time they were on top of us, it was a situation where either we had to get away or we had to drown. So we were swimming in the pool, and my brothers were getting, the dogs were crawling on their backside. Every time they came up for water, the dogs were crawling on top of them. So they had to keep going under the water and swimming until they got to the edge. And when they pulled up on the edge of the pool, the dogs were right there when they pulled up. So I was laughing because, see, I was a good swimmer. I could swim underwater, and I could swim from one end of the pool to the other end of the pool underwater. So I didn't have to worry about the dogs catching up with me, because I could look up and see where the dogs were, and I could just keep swimming. And I would get out of the way. So we had some good times at that pool, and I learned to swim very well.
swimming in my daddy's friend's swimming pool. I went there and I swam in his swimming pool for several years, and I enjoyed it immensely. And the dogs were always there, so we always had the dogs to compete with us while we were swimming.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
I melted microphones instead of cones of ice cream, music orientated. So when hip hop was originated, fitted like pieces of puzzles, complicated. Cause I grab the mic and try to say yes, y'all. They try to take it and say that I'm too small. Cool, cause I don't get upset. I kick a hole in the speaker, pull a plug, then I jet back to the lab without a mic to grab. So then I add all the rhymes I had, one after the other one. Then I make another one to diss the opposite, then act as the brother's done. I get a craving like I fiend for nicotine, but I don't need a cigarette, know what I mean? I'm raging, creeping up the stage, and don't it sound amazing? Cause every rhyme is made and thought of, cause it's sort of an addiction. Magnetized by the mixing, vocals, vocabulary, and verses just stuck in. The mic is a drain, no, volcanoes erupting. Rhymes overflowing, gradually growing. Everything is written in the code so it can coincide. My thoughts to God. 48 tracks to slide, the invincible microphone, beam rock him. Spread the word, cause I'm N-E-F-F-E-C-T. A smooth operator operating correctly. But back to the problem, I got a habit, you can't solve it. Silly rabbit, the prescription is a hypertone. That's heroin, I fiend for a microphone. Like heroin, soon as the bass kicks, I need a fix. Give me a stage and a mic and a mix, and I'll put you in a mood. Or is it a state of unawareness? Beware, it's the reanimator. A menace to a microphone, a lethal weapon or assassinator. If the people ain't stepping, you'll see a part of me that you never seen. When I'm fiending for a microphone, I'm the microphone fiend. After 12, I'm worse than a gremlin. Feed me hip-hop and I start trembling. The thrill of suspense is intense, you're horrified. But this ain't the cinemas of tales from the dark side. By any means necessary, this is what has to be done. Make way, cause here I come. My DJ cuts material. Granicurio. It's a must that I bust any mic you hand to me. It's inherited, it runs in the family. I wrote the rhyme that broke the bull's back. If that don't slow him up, I carry a full pack. Now I don't wanna have to let off, you should've kept off. You didn't keep the stage warm, step off. Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to see a pastime hobby about to be taken to the maximum. I can't relax, see, I'm hype as a hypochondriac. Cause the rap be one hell of an antidote. Something you can't smoke more than dope. You try to move away, but you can't. You broke more than cracked up. You should have backed up. But those that act up need to be more than smacked up. Any entertainer, I got a torch to chain, but one-on-one, and I'm the remainder. So close your eyes and hold your breath. And I'ma hit you with the blow of death. Before you go, you remember your scene. The fiend of a microphone. I'm the microphone fiend.
I'm the microphone fiend.
The microphone fiend.
The microphone fiend.
The microphone. The microphone.
The microphone.
The microphone.
The microphone fiend.
The mic of the mic, the microphone fiend. The mic of the microphone fiend.
The microphone fiend.
The microphone fiend. the mic, of 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 the mic, the mic, of the mic, of the mic, of the mic, the mic, of the mic, of the mic, of the mic, the mic, of the mic, of the mic, of the mic,
$300 to my sister in Henderson. So she goes out and catches the bus to Henderson. And I don't see her again until like 10 o'clock the next morning. And she comes in and she throws some money on the bed for me. And I'm like, okay. And she gets in the bed because she's sleepy. But I get up and I go pay for the room. And we're smoking and she goes to sleep. And then it's Thanksgiving, so we order pizza for Thanksgiving. And then, like about 11 o'clock at night, you know, he goes through his prep where he shaves and he puts his makeup on and he does his hair and he gets dressed in his little white outfit and he goes out. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. G-Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 Bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A., and the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com, and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A., and record 16 bars of your best lyrics, and then send it to me. 16 bars. StoryTimeWithGMoney.com. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. So, support G-Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG.com.
bigmouthgvg@juno.com. That's bigmouthgvg@juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas? What's up, Las Vegas? What's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world. This is G Bunny, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Storytime with G Bunny. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. And I'm so glad you joined me today for my radio show, because I have a new joke for you. I didn't get this one from G Money the Pimp Comic. This is my own joke that I learned a long time ago, and now I'm putting it together so that I can remember how it goes. And it goes something like this. There was a man, he was really mean to his wife. He screamed and hollered at her. He cussed her out, talked bad to her, didn't like her cooking, didn't like her when she was cleaning the house. He always complained about everything. So his wife said, well, you need to go get some help, because you can't be just fussing at me for no reason all the time. That isn't normal. So they went to the psychiatrist, and she walked him in, and the psychiatrist called his name, and he went in and sat down and talked to the psychiatrist, and his wife sat out in the waiting room. And so the psychiatrist was asking, so what kind of problems are you having? He said, I don't know. I'm dementia. I got Alzheimer's. I'm suicidal, and I'm bipolar. I got a lot of issues. I'm just really hating myself right now. I'm just mad at the world. And the doctor was like, really? Well, have you prayed on it? He said, yeah, I prayed, but God isn't listening to my prayers. I'm just doing a whole lot of nothing. I just wish my wife would be nicer to me and listen to what I tell her, because she doesn't listen to a damn thing I'm telling her. So I just really wish she would be better help for me. And he said, it sounds like you have schizophrenia, which is a disease where you're losing control of your mind and you don't really have no direction to which your mind is going. You're slightly going crazy. So what you need to do is just calm down. And I'm going to tell your wife that that's what she needs to do. She needs to calm you down, and you'll be all right. So go out and get your wife and send her in here. So he goes out to the lobby, and he tells his wife that the doctor wants to talk to her. And then the doctor tells him, stay out in the lobby until after I finish talking to your wife. And he sits down in the lobby. And so the husband is telling the wife all these things that her husband has said about her, that she's a bad housekeeper and she doesn't listen to him and she's always fussing about stuff and she can't cook very good and she's always arguing with him about the littlest thing, and he can't get a word in edgewise. And she's saying, but he argues about everything. It's nothing. We don't have no peace in the house. He's always arguing and fussing, and he just doesn't know when to stop bothering me. Some days I have bad days, too, and he's just constantly messing with me. So the doctor said, well, this is what you do. If you want to make your husband a nice, happy husband again, what you need to do is start treating him really nice. You need to get up early in the morning and fix his favorite breakfast. And then you need to talk nice to him. Whisper in his ear, tell him how good he looks after he gets up in the morning. And be real nice to him. And then later on in the day, you cook his favorite lunch and make sure he's happy and he's enjoying his lunch. And then you make sure he He gets all of the drinks he wants to drink. Make sure he gets good lemonade. And he freshly squeezes lemonade and orange juice for him. So he's really happy about that. And then at nighttime, you talk real nice to him. And you fix his bath water. You run his bath water for him. And you be real nice to him. And you just talk real sweet to him. And I think if you do that for him for about 5 or 6 months every night, I think he'll be all right. I think he'll come out of that phase that he's in. He'll come out of being sick in that disease. He won't be suicidal no more. He won't have anxiety attacks anymore. He'll be rested and he'll be able to live with you in a peaceful manner. So he said, okay, I'll try that. So they walked out and they walked to the car and they got in the car and they were driving home. And so her husband asked his wife, he said, so what did your doctor say about my condition? She said, it's nothing I can do for you. You're going to die. Oh, I love that joke. That is so good. That is so good. And I didn't get that one from G-Money, the Pimp Comic. I heard that one a long time ago. And I had to put that back in my memory bank. Yep, that's a good one. Yep. I ain't going to do nothing about you. You just going to die. Well, DJ Papa D, how about playing one of my songs? It's time for another G-Money song off of his album, Storytime with G-Money. Let's play... I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I went to Catholic school and I was a schoolboy. I did good in school and made the honor roll. I played football, basketball, baseball, and ran track, and I never did have to watch my back. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I was born and raised in South Central LA, where the Crips were born and the gangsters came to play. I got a pass.
What's up, G-Dub?
From the Crips in my hood. They knew I was an athlete. And they knew I was good. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I played baseball with Daryl Strawberry and Eric Davis at St. Andrew's Park. But don't get me twisted. I don't bow down. But don't get me twisted. And I don't cry. If you come to me with some stupid shit, you're gonna go home with a fat lip and a black eye. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I went to college on a baseball scholarship, and I could have went pro, but I got hit with a hanging curveball, and that's how it goes. So now I'm in Vegas, a comedian on the strip, writing jokes and songs, because that's my gift. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I grew up in South Central LA, but you had to be tough to go outside and play. But now I'm G-Money, the Pimp Thomas. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody, and they'll tell you it's so.
A friend of mine actually told me this story. He was working in a carnival as a carny in New York, and he was working in the game section where you would throw a ring over some milk bottles. Well, he had some guys that were dope dealers come, and they tried to win some teddy bears, and they couldn't win. So then they said, hey, we want to bet some money. So he bet them that he could throw the ring and they would land on the milk bottle. And he would throw three rings, and all three rings landed on the milk bottle. So then they threw the rings, and they didn't get any rings to land on the milk bottle. So they lost their money. I'm Gregory Gerard, G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless, and I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
G-Money presents The Dozen. I want you to send me some jokes. Send us some of your best crumbs or your best jokes or your best bags talking about G-Money. And it's all right. I have tough skin. I won't get offended. Now, you don't have to say G-Money ain't got no hoes, because if you think you're funny, I'm gonna roast your butt. G-Money presents The Dozen. Send me some jokes talking about G-Money.
Urge me.
listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas Entertainment Promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody should be able to pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. But it's cash giveaway time. That's right. I'm giving away $50 to that lucky fan club member whose name is Cherie Stallworth. Cherie Stallworth. If you're a fan club member, call me within 5 minutes and claim your prize. Cherie Stallworth is the name of my fan club member. And to be eligible for the drawing, for the daily or weekly drawing of $50, you need to be a member of the fan club. So go to storytimewithgmoney.com. and sign up as a fan club member, and you'll be eligible to receive the money that I'm giving away. It's holiday season, people, and I'm giving away money for the holidays. So while we wait on that person to call in, DJ Papa D, play a song, play Family Affair, because it's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. I got hookers in the front of my house. I got strippers in the back in the pool. I got women in my house. I got women in the kitchen cooking food. I got kids in the park on the swing, sliding on the slide, playing on the merry-go-round. Yeah, cause that's how kids get down. I got homeboys cooking barbecue on the grill. They're hanging out in the gym next to the pool. I got homeboys lifting weights and getting buffed. Cause that's how we do. I like to be around a lot of women. I got women, cause that's how I get down. Cooking dinners at night. And I'm feeding everybody that comes around. I
I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. If you don't know, now you know. I would walk around, and any girls that I saw that were sitting around and they weren't dancing, they were just sitting at the table either because they were fat or because they were ugly or because they weren't dressed real nice. Nobody had asked them to dance. So I would make it my business to walk around, and I would see the girls that were sitting at the tables by themselves. They would be patting their foot and banging their fingernails on the tables, but they weren't getting up to dance. So I would walk around and I'd see these girls, and I'd go up and ask them to dance. And they would be so happy to get up and dance. And they'd say, yes, I want to dance. And they would get up and they'd dance with me, and I would have them on the dance floor sweating because I made them work for it. I made them dance until they were tired.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody should be able to pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. Right now, we got a cash money giveaway. And the name was Cherie Stallworth. But she didn't call in time to collect her money. So she passes. And in order to collect the money, you have to be a fan club member. So join the fan club and become a member of G Money's fan club, and you'll be eligible to receive the cash money that we're giving away once a week. Every Tuesday, we will have the cash giveaway of $50. So, join the fan club and become a winner. All right. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to go and go somewhere. We got to get out of the air chair. And I got places to go and people to see and things to do, don't you know? So I want to play this last song for us. DJ Papa D, play my 6'5 Mustang was low riding for sure. I was low riding for sure. I think that's the name of it. I'm low riding. And I'll sign off after the song goes off. And then we'll be ready to pray. So we'll be back to the show in a minute.
I had a Mustang. I had 20s all around, and I was sitting 3 inches off of the ground. Oh, man, I was low riding for real. They couldn't tell me nothing. Oh, yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang, how it was gold on the outside and it was white on the inside, and my wheel wells were painted white, and I had gold lights on my wheels. Oh, yeah, I told you about that. I had tinted windows, and I had gold lights on the inside of my car. Oh, yeah, I know I told you about it. My Mustang was the sight for sore eyes. Oh, man, I used to ride my Mustang all over town, and people would see me, and at night I would turn my lights on my wheels, and they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go. I had a Mustang, a Mustang, a Mustang, a Mustang. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic. I had a Mustang. Oh, yeah. I told you the story about my Mustang. Oh, yeah, I told you about that. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground. It was gold on the outside, and then I had lights under my wheels, and it was white on the inside. Oh, man, I was low riding for real. Oh, yeah, I had tinted windows, and my wheel wells were painted white, and I had gold lights on my wheels. My Mustang was the sight. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground. I used to ride my Mustang all over town. And at night I would turn my lights on my wheels. And they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go. Oh man, I was low riding for real. Oh, it was clean as the board of health. And people would see me, and I'd be like, yeah, baby, look at this Mustang. This is a sight to see. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground. I would roll up on the corner, and people used to look at my car and go, wow. And I have a couple of girlfriends that love to ride in my car. People would look at me and go, wow. Oh, I kept purring like a kitten. And it runs so good. My Mustang was shocked. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was shocked. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was shocked. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground. My car was just exceptional. I kept it purring like a kitten. It wasn't loud, it was quiet, it was a nice car. And I would roll up on the corner and people would look at me and go, wow, that's nice. You want to race? And I go, no, I don't have no motor in it, but it looks good. And I would just roll on down the street, just low riding in my glory. I'm G Money, the pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Yeah, low riding for real. Well, it's time for me to go. I'll see y'all on Thursday. Have a blessed week. And be careful. Wear your mask outside. Wash your hands. And stay away from groups of 10 or more people. Because we're trying not to spread the virus. We're doing really good in Vegas. So let's keep it up. All right. I will see you on Thursday. I'm out of here. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible. It says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation. Because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer, and I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right things and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet.
I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot, and we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you for joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory's Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.